David Foley, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, Dennis. How are you doing?
Fine, my friend. Phil Hartman always spoke so highly of you. He said,
I'm very pleased to hear that. I, of course, loved Phil very much.
Yeah, he said you were a hail fellow well met. I remember seeing you years ago. Lauren said there's an improv troupe you might want to go see downtown. And I believe Carvey and I attended, and we saw the kids in the hall. And I remember upon first seeing it thinking, well, this is the closest thing I've seen to Python since Python. I knew Bruce and Mark the best, but how are all the boys doing at this point?
Everyone's really good. We just got together and shot an 8-part miniseries.
Oh, great. Who's it going to be for?
Huh?
Who's it going to be for?
We did it for CBC up in Canada, and we haven't sold it in the U.S. yet, but we're hoping to.
Oh, well, geez, that's a thrill for us fans out here. I'd love to see. How's the 8-part play out? Just non-linear stuff, or is it?
It's a narrative. It's a narrative story. It goes for 8 episodes, and then it ends.
All right. Not giving up too much, but simultaneously whetting my appetite.
Yeah. Because it ended, it gave us, we had an exit strategy.
I remember McCullough and McKinney, I got their drift early on. They did a complete sketch on the show that was a El Sabato Gigante or something like that, and they never came out of Spanish during the entire. There was no, need to please. They did an entire show, like an 8-minute sketch that didn't have one word of English in it. And I thought, these boys are unbudgeable on what they find funny.
Those are the commercial instincts that drove us straight to cult status.
David, that's funny. Tell me about The Strip, my friend. Opens Friday, December 4th. What's the film about?
The Strip, it's about a bunch of guys working in a third-rate discount electronics shop in a dying strip mall.
I'm in.
So it's a feel-good movie. And it's basically, it's a very, sort of small human comedy about just sort of how all these characters' lives affect each other and how they're, even their modest ambitions don't seem to be working out.
Yeah, nothing like unrequited dreams in the break room is more fertile humor for me. And when Judd did that in 40-Year-Old Virgin, where Rudd and all those guys, set their goals so low, it was absolutely hysterical to me. Now, who do you play?
I play the manager of the store who has managed to work his way up to manager by working in the store for 16 years. or more, maybe 20 years, I think. And so I'm the manager who, in the course of the movie, gets demoted, ignores his wife, has one of his employees sleep with his wife, and then sort of spirals downward from there.
We're talking to Dave Foley. He's got a film coming out this Friday. It's called The Strip, and it sounds very fertile. I just saw a film akin to this. What was it called? Nectar?
I haven't heard of it.
Extract.
Extract. Sorry, I had the wrong word. Extract. The guy who did Beavis and Butthead, Mike Judge, has a film out that's kind of funny in the same way. You should give it a tumble. Now, listen, I saw you. I'm a celebrity poker guy. Well, I'm a poker guy. I don't know about the celebrity part of it. And I thought you did a pretty nice job honchoing that. You're off camera so much of the time, it took me a while to put together. I said, how do I know that voice? But you a poker freak, or was it just a gig?
It was. I had never played poker before doing that show. I actually played one tournament right before they asked me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And had fun, but really didn't know anything about poker. And couldn't believe that people watch poker on television.
Yeah, I kind of find it comforting in a way. I can watch it and not pay that much attention to it and still catch the basic drift. I'm waiting for somebody to shoot an entire movie in the whole card cam. That look.
Interesting.
Just Greg Toland on Citizen Kane, but everything is shot low angle, whole card cam. There you go.
Beautiful ceiling pieces. Really
exactly. It's like Michelangelo's life.
Yeah.
All right, Davey. Well, good to talk to you, my friend. The film is The Strip. It's in theaters this Friday, December 4th. We're talking to the star, David Foley. He plays Glenn, the store manager, and that sounds like a funny little, I love those little subsect comedies where the humor is found in deft, tiny ways, and the kids in the hall always brilliant at picking out those small moments.